Well, if you've been oinking for baseball, as I have been since yesterday, you're in luck. The Kannapolis Q's are back for the first time since last year, and they are back and better than ever. The black tops and the pink numbers for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they rebrand to the Q's for three games this week. And they'll play the Charleston Riverdogs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's game three of six this week between these two Carolina League South Division foes. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi here to give you all the action, of course, on Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Ballers coming out with a huge walk-off victory yesterday. 2-1, your final score. Caden Connor kind of leading the way. A solo home run and a walk-off base hit that had an error attached with it as well that came up big for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they look to make it three wins in a row. Charleston looking to avoid losing six games in a row. They've been on a bit of a skid as of late in the Carolina League South Division as we turn things into tonight. Aldrin Batista gets the start. First pitch delivered at 6:33 on the dot. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1 to Carlos Colmenares. Aldrin Batista, the starter on the mound for the Kannapolis Q's tonight, as the 0-1 tapped foul. We'll get it quickly now, an 0-2 count on a Colmenares. Aldrin Batista, the former farmhand of the Los Angeles Dodgers, 6'2", 285-pound righty from Azua, Dominican Republic, gets the start on the bump today for Pat Leland and the boys in the black, white, green, and a little bit of pink. 0-2, up and away, and wisely taken by Colmenares. Count is now 1-2 on the River Dogs' third baseman, Odalis Peguero and Trey Morgan to follow in the order for the River Dogs. Batista working from the wind, 1-2, swinging and miss at the plate. He struck him out. First batter faced, first punch out for Aldrin Batista. Carlos Colmenares down on strikes. Odalis Peguero the batter. First pitch temperature 74 degrees and clear skies. An absolutely beautiful night here in Kannapolis as these two sides, of course, are looking to gain some ground in the Carolina League South Division in what's been a bit of a heated battle this week. First pitch to Peguero. Scott in the left center, drifting more towards left. Caden Connor in a few steps as his eyes has in his hands. Four out number two. A fly out in the left is the second out for Odalis Peguero. Trey Morgan, the blonde-haired first baseman, will stand in the bat. I bring up the blonde hair. It is astoundingly blonde. Trey Morgan stepping in. Of course, the third-rounder out of LSU. Highly touted prospect in the Rays organization, number 14 overall in their top 30, according to MLB Pipeline. Batista will work quickly. First pitch, fastball a bit outside to Morgan. Count is 1-0. Morgan, the third rounder, of course, out of LSU, batting third. Anel Mateo, right fielder, will bat fourth. Wu Shin, the DH tonight, bats fifth. 1-0 to Morgan. Fastball, upper part of the zone at 93 for a called strike, 1-1. Noah Myers, center fielder, bats sixth, batting seventh. Brian Brecker, catcher, batting eighth. Ricardo Gonzalez, the shortstop. And Narciso Polanco, second baseman, will bat ninth. 1-1 to Morgan from Batista. Spun in for a strike. Batista cooking already on the bump. He looks sharp again against these Charleston River Dogs. Batista entering tonight 1-0 with a 0.87 ERA. He has been on a tear to start this season. 1-2 to Morgan. In the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count evens, 2-2. Defensively for Kannapolis tonight, Connor Park Asian, left to right in the outfield. In the infield, it goes Edric Felix, Arxie Hernandez, Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda for the righty, Aldrin Batista. 2-2 from the wind. Here's the pitch to Morgan. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, a 1-2-3 frame for Aldrin Batista. And just like that, the River Dogs go three up, three down. Two punch outs for Batista. And that'll send us very quickly to our first break of the ballgame. Bottom of the first we go. It'll be Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney, Eddie Park due up for the Ballers when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning here in Kannapolis as the Kannapolis Cannonballers rebranding as the Kannapolis Q's for tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Again, the Q's making their first appearance of the year. Riku Nishida stands in and leads things off. He'll bat against Santiago Suarez. First pitch is delivered, a fastball in the outside corner. 0-1 is your count. Again, Nishida, Galani, Eddie Park due up. Bottom first. Scoreless ball game here on this thirsty Thursday night in Kannapolis. And it's 0-1 tapped foul by Nishida. Got just a piece of it, and it's 0-2. Nishida, Galani, Park due up against Santiago Suarez, the righty on the mound for the River Dogs. 6'2", 175 pounds from Cumana, Venezuela, acquired in a trade in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-2 to Nishida, fastball again. This one's up and away, and it's quickly 1-2. Suarez acquired alongside fellow River Dog, who's actually injured currently, Marcus Johnson, acquired in a trade from the Miami Marlins. As Nishida lifts the 1-2 in a shallow left, going to be trouble for Colmenares in foul ground. He can't get there. It falls in foul territory, and Nishida will have another count coming at 1-2. So Santiago Suarez actually acquired by the Rays in a trade from the Marlins. That was the Xavier Edwards trade that sent Edwards, one of the more prized guys in the Rays system, to Miami. And then Marcus Johnson, Santiago Suarez coming back in that deal. It was actually Marcus Johnson that was higher regarded. It was kind of seen as that top prospect. But Santiago Suarez has now shown up and kind of shown out in their system, ranked as the number 9 overall prospect in Tampa's organization. Nishida, the former Oregon Duck, at the plate, winds and fires, does Suarez on the 1-2, a bit outside, 2-2, to the leadoff batter, Nishida. Santiago Suarez, a four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, changeup cutter, and a second variation of a cutter, 2-2. Tap foul again, and Nishida with a pretty long at-bat to start here, and the count again is 2-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat already. And Santiago Suarez's pitch count running up a little bit, kind of quick here in this bottom of the first. Galani and Park to follow for the boys in the black and white. As a 2-2 grounded to short, backhanded by Gonzalez. So the first in time for the auto. Well hit, grounder to short, but Gonzalez makes the field and throw over. One down now, Ryan Galani, first baseman, going to bat for the Q's. Galani, first baseman, bats second in the lineup. Eddie Park, center fielder, bats third. Caden Connor in left field will bat cleanup for the Q's tonight. Batting fifth, Albertson Essien in right field. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Arcy Hernandez. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats seventh. As the first pitch from Suarez has been inside to Galani, and it's a 1-0 count. Hernandez, a DH, bats seventh. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats eighth, and batting ninth is the third baseman, Edric Felix. All for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the Kannapolis Q's, under the leadership of Patrick Leland. Galani digs in, former Wofford Terrier. 13th rounder in 2023. Calls Mason, Ohio. Home does Galaney. Big Cincinnati Bengals guy. Was talking to him a little bit earlier. As this 1-0 a bit inside, counts 2-0. He says he's bounced, actually, between being a fan of course, the Bengals, and then he also likes the Saints. 2-0. Fouled off. Count goes to 2-1. I guess it's fair. You have an AFC and NFC team. We're going to talk a little football tonight and the NFL draft a little bit later on. It'll be a fun one. 2-1 count, bottom first. One out. Here's the pitch to Galaney. Swing and a miss. And count evens quickly 2-2. Quickly will get you the defensive setup for the River Dogs tonight under the leadership of Sean Smedley. Peguero, Myers, Mateo in the outfield, in the infield left to right. Colmenares, Gonzalez, Polanco, and Morgan. Behind the dish is Brecker. 2-2. Galaney lines this one down the right field line. Hooking. Foul. Lands in the right field terrace and bounces back onto the surface of play, but it will see a 2-2 count. So Galaney will take the long trek back to the batter's box after running out that line drive that was foul. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming, so a couple long at-bats to start the night for the Q's against Santiago Suarez. Kind of an important factor when you look at who the boys on the home side have to face. Time called by Galaney, so we'll get an extra moment. Santiago Suarez, the opening night starter. He's allowed just 2 runs in 16 innings through 3 starts. He's been a very useful arm for the River Dogs. 2-2, Galaney fouls this one off, and it goes off the catcher's mask of home plate umpire William Pascal. He'll take a moment to collect himself. Count still is 2-2. Pascal is behind the plate calling balls and strikes tonight. Andrew Schrock is out roaming the base paths as assigned by the Carolina League. Here in this thirsty Thursday evening. 2-2 count, one out. Suarez will wind. Here's the pitch. Inside to Galaney, in and out of the glove of Brecker. And the count will run full. Another long at-bat. So now the eighth pitch of the at-bat will come from Suarez. Here's the payoff. So sharply grounded to third. Played by Colmenares. Sets and across he goes on a laser for the out. 5-3 ground down. So a pair of ground outs to start the night for the Q's on offense. Eddie Parks, center fielder, will bat. Nobody on base. Two out. Eddie Park back for his third game in a Kannapolis uniform this season after he played here a little bit at the end of last year. 21 games with Kannapolis. After being drafted in the eighth round at Stanford in last year's draft. First pitch, swinging a foul ball straight back. It's 0-1. Park from Stanford calls San Jose, California home. Ended up going on a baseball scholarship to Stanford. Was a standout outfielder there. Played in the College World Series. And now he's in the White Sox organization. Suarez will wind, 0-1 on the way. Tap foul by Park. It's 0-2. For our radio listeners tonight, the Kannapolis Q's. Black tops, white piping, pink numbers outlined in white. White pants, black socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. Black caps, green brim with our piggy logo on the front of the cap. 0-2. Park lifts this one foul, and we'll have another 0-2 count. Charleston River Dogs, gray tops tonight, gray pants. Going with the Tampa Bay Rays at Stanza Sox for anybody who's decided to pull them up. Looks like a few of them have chosen to. Blue caps, gray brim with the Charleston River Dogs primary logo on the front as the 0-2 is a bit low and in the dirt. It's a 1-2 count. One of only 4 games that the Ballers will wear the Q's uniforms. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, and then one more game in July. 1-2. Lined a short run on a nice play by Gonzalez. Makes the play for the out. It's an L6 in the book for Eddie Park. Couple of long at-bats, though. And Santiago Suarez threw 20 pitches in his first inning of work. Kind of the exact opposite of Aldrin Batista. We'll see things turn over to the second inning. We'll go Mateo, Shin, and Myers. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Wu Shin to lead things off after Angel Mateo steps in. First pitch is a bit outside. It's a 1-0 count. It's Mateo, Shin, then Myers in this top of the second against Aldrin Batista, who has been cooking. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch, a pop up in the infield. Who's got it? Batista makes the grab after a bit of, I got it, you got it. From Luis Pineda, Aldrin Batista says, I got it. It's a P1. How often do you rank that in your scorebook? A pop out to the pitcher. So one down and Wu Shin, the batter. Pineda and Batista kind of going back and forth with each other. As Pineda looked at him and basically said, hey, I thought that was your ball. Some pitchers do not like to field their position. Batista kind of forced to there. First pitch to Shin is a bit outside, a 1-0 count on a fastball. Aldrin Batista has looked pretty sharp again tonight. This is his third appearance of the year. Again, he's made one home start and one road start. As this pitch is in there on a breaking ball called strike, it is a 1-1. Last time he started at home, he got the win. 5 1/3 shutout innings, one hit and one walk with 8 strikeouts. 1-1, hacked it and missed, 1-2. A nice pitch by Aldrin Batista. 1-2 count, one out with Shin at the plate. Batista will wind, pitch on the way. This one's lifted foul. It'll head up into the roof area, and count stays 1-2. In his last outing, Batista on the road did allow one earned run, but it has not been since the second inning of that game. So currently on a bit of an inning scoreless streak is Batista, looking to keep it here tonight. 1-2 count from the line. Here's the pitch. Broken bat. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. Wu Shin will have to grab a new piece of lumber. Batista did allow the two runs in his last outing down in Myrtle Beach. One of them was earned. That happened in the second inning of that game. Batista went 3 scoreless after that. And he's gone an inning and a third since then. That's 4 1/3 shutout innings in a row so far for Aldrin Batista. He struck out 13 in 10 1/3 entering tonight. 1-2 to Shin, tapped up the middle. Ranging to make the play is Arxi Hernandez. Can't make it, though, and it gets into center for a base hit. So a one-out base knock for Wu Shin with the new piece of lumber. The new bat comes into play. So one on, one out. Noah Myers will stand in. Batista allowed one hit in his first start at home, but on the road allowed 6 hits in 5 innings. So he will allow some base runners, but he's a high strikeout guy. Certainly is on that track tonight. First pitch to Myers in the dirt. Low block by Batista. Counts 1-0. Myers, a free agent signee in 2024 out of South Carolina upstate. The Spartans in the Big South Conference. Born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. He's a friend from north of the border, is Noah Myers. 1-0 from Batista. Fouled off over my head. And the count will stay 1-1. Myers signed as a free agent. He spent last year with the Evansville Otters in the Frontier League. I didn't even know there was a baseball team named the Otters. That's pretty awesome. He had 322 with 18 home runs, stole 41 bases, so a bit of a speed threat is Noah Myers. 1-1 from the righty. Fastball in there like swimwear. 1-2 your count. Myers started at Wabash Valley Community College in Illinois and went to South Carolina for a few years and then went to USC Upstate as a pickoff attempt to first gets loose. Galaney, though, able to retrieve before things get really wild. And the count is 1-2 still on Myers with Wu Shin at first. Shin not a stolen base threat. He is, of course, though, a pest. Myers more the speed threat for the River Dogs. 1-2, just a bit inside, not by much. Did that one miss? Count is even 2-2. Shin is 2 for 2 in stolen bases. The River Dogs actually lead the Carolina League in stolen bases at 46 on the season through 16 games. This is game number 17 for both sides. 2-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Third punch out of the night for Aldrin Batista. That's two down. Runner still on. Brian Brecker, the former Michigan State catcher, will get a chance to bat. So Brecker, the catcher, digs in with two outs and a runner on. Brecker played in yesterday's matchup, 13th rounder in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Batista will set first pitch. A bit inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Brecker led the Big Ten in runners caught stealing last year. 20 caught stealings behind the dish. That's pretty good. Brecker seen more as a defensive catcher. He was the primary guy for the Spartans in his time at Michigan State. 1-0 in there, called strike, 1-1 for Batista. Brecker playing catcher tonight for the River Dogs, as he did yesterday. Actually, is 6-4-10 in nabbing runners, so runners only have a 40% success rate running against Brecker. 1-1 runner going. Shin is off for second. Pitch inside of the plate, throw in a second. Did they get him? No! Close play at second, but Shin's in there safely. It's his third stolen base of the year as he gets under the tag from Arcy Hernandez. Not sure where that one missed, but that was close. So Shin now in scoring position with his third stolen base of the year. And he's taking a good lean at second. 2-1 count. Batista's pitch. Brecker takes inside corner on a breaking ball. 2-2. Batista, fastball, changeup, slider. He led the complex league last year in strikeouts, did Batista, before being traded. Count remains 2-2 on Brecker, as Batista had that one fouled off by the former Michigan State backstop. Shin with the good lead at second. Batista sets. Here's the 2-2. Hard liner to third, diving after it, Felix, but he can't make the grab, and to left it goes for a base hit. Throw comes in from left, Shin breaks for home, and he's in there safely. It's an RBI single for Brian Brecker, and the River Dogs strike first on this Thursday evening, scoring Shin on an RBI single from Brecker. One on, two outs, River Dogs lead 1-0, and Ricardo Gonzalez the batter. So the stolen base comes back to bite Aldrin Batista, as there's a run allowed. Second game in a row for Batista where he's allowed an earned run. He struck out three of the five outs he's gotten. But Ricardo Gonzalez will bat. First pitch. Bit inside of the fastball. It's 1-0. Narciso Polanco, the batter on deck. They're in this top of the second inning. Batista set, pitch on the way. Outside corner, nice pitch, 1-1. So Shin gets on with a single, swipes a bag with Brecker at the plate, and then Brecker drives him in with a well-hit ball past the third baseman Felix in the left. Two hits on the board for Charleston in the second inning. 1-1 from Batista, popped up in the infield, who's got it? Second baseman is Sheena coming in. Called off by Galaney on the bump. Makes the grab for the out. And Galaney makes the play for the third out. Ricardo Gonzalez now 0-1 on the day. And that'll send us into the bottom of the second inning. But Charleston gets two base hits. Brian Brecker with an RBI single. And the River Dogs lead 1-0. I'll be right back. Bottom second. Caden Connor, Albertson is seen. Arcy Hernandez due up on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bowie Live. Caden Connor leads things off. Bottom of the second inning in Kannapolis. The Q's trailing 1-0 as the River Dogs able to put up a run. An RBI single from Brian Brecker. That sends us to the bottom of the second. Still a early time in the game, but Santiago Suarez, the righty, has been sharp for the River Dogs. First pitch to Connor. Swing and a miss. 0-1 on the Q's left fielder. Connor, Asian, and Arxie Hernandez to bat. And Santiago Suarez, top righty pitching prospect in the Rays organization, has been sharp as a new razor blade. 0-1 on the inside corner, 0-2 to Caden Connor, the left fielder. Walk-off single yesterday and a base hit that Wu Shin made a throwing error on and allowed the run to cross the plate. Yesterday, for the ballers, picking up their second victory in a row. 0-2 count, pitch on the way. Fastball up and in, and the count's 1-2. Kannapolis has only scored first once this series. Charleston scoring first yesterday and today. So it's been a couple of comeback wins for the ballers. 1-2 grounded up the middle and past the defense into center for a base hit. First hit of the day for Kannapolis. A leadoff single for Caden Connor. Albertson is seeing the right fielder will bat. So Asian stands in with a runner on first. Connor with another hit. He has been a very effective piece in the lineup for Pat Leland. First pitch to Asian. Just a bit inside. Count is 1-0. Connor reaching base for the seventh game in a row. This is the lefty bat. Team leader in RBIs. Asian, certainly the flashier bat. He's been raking in the runs. This one is a bit upstairs to Asian. It's 2-0. Albertson had a bases-clearing RBI triple in Tuesday night's game against Charleston. Today, Lunkin, who changes tides after a bit of a rough day at the plate yesterday. 2-0, swing and a miss. 2-1. Asian in right field today, just as he was yesterday. 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts, and he walked. Then he had a multi-hit game on Tuesday with a pair of singles and a triple. 2-1 a bit outside, and counts 3-1. Pair of singles and a triple. Sounds like I'm making an order for me and my buddies at Wendy's. I won't say who's eating the triple, though. 3-1 to Suarez. Grounded up the middle. Past the second baseman, Polanco, into center for a base hit. Here goes Caden Connor to third. Fumbled in center by Myers. Throw goes in a second. Asian takes the bag. He's in there safely. And the Q's put two in scoring position. Connor to third and Asian to second. It's 2-1, nobody out for Kannapolis with Arxie Hernandez the batter. Myers in center kind of fumbled the ball. They're going to give it a single and then an error in center as Asian will reach on the base hit and then advance to second on the E8 that they will give to Myers, who kind of fumbled the ball and allowed the runners to move up. Connor was going to third no matter what, but Asian saw that there was a little bit of trouble in the outfield and decided to swipe second. And technically, when you're scoring a baseball game and when you have to make these decisions, you have to kind of give a reason why everything happened. This one's a bit inside to Arxie. Count is 1-0. You can't just say he took a base because he took a base. You have to tell him, why did he take the base? Was it on the throw? Was it just on a natural play? Or was it an error, as it was just a second ago? 1-0 to Arxie. Breaking ball in there called strike 1-1. A nice pitch from Santiago Suarez. Suarez in his last outing exactly a week ago. Six innings of work, two runs, six hits. He did give up a home run, a walk, and four strikeouts against the Fireflies. 1-1, a little snort towards second. Polanco fields and will throw to first for the out. Arxie dives, but he's not in time, but he will get credit for the RBI. It's a ground out for Arxie. 4-3, as that's the first out, but Caden Connor will score. Asian moves to third, and we are even in the bottom of the second on RBI ground out for Arxie Hernandez. And now Ronnie Hernandez, a DH, will bat. So Arxie gets credit for the RBI that drives the run in. And now Roney will bat. First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Arxie Hernandez with his sixth RBI of the year. Fourth place on the team, only behind Asian, who is second. Connor's first. He just scored. And the guy at the plate, Roney Hernandez, is third with eight. As this one's a bit inside and low. 1-1 to the DH, Roney Hernandez. Kind of that meat of the order here. The guys in the 4-7 spot have been dangerous as this one's looped into center for a base hit. There's another run across. Roney Hernandez, an RBI single. His ninth RBI of the year. And now we're up 2-1 as Kannapolis puts up the run on the board. It's an RBI base knock from Roney Hernandez. It scores a Cian, and it's 2-1 Q's with one down to Luis Pineda due up. So Hernandez gets the RBI. Both Hernandezes coming in clutch in today's matchup early against Santiago Suarez is now Levy Romero. Pitching coach for the Q's going to come talk with Santiago Suarez and just kind of calm him down. As he's allowed three hits in his last four batters faced. Leadoff single from Caden Connor. And then a Albertson Asian single and moves up the runner. As Romero will retreat back to the dugout. Arxie grounded out but produced the RBI. And then Roney Hernandez with the RBI single up the middle has made it 2-1 Q's. First pitch to Pineda from Suarez, a bit low and inside, a 1-0 count. Pineda the day off yesterday. Produced on Tuesday with a multi-hit game and a couple of RBI. 1-0 count, Suarez's pitch. Lifted high and foul. That'll end up out of the stadium and count. It is a 1-1. Good crowd on hand. Thirsty Thursday, first night of the Q's weekend here in Kannapolis. 1-1 from Suarez. This one's roped in a left. That'll drop in front of Peguero for a base hit. Just a station-to-station single. Hernandez moves up to second, and Pineda has a base knock. That's now four hits in the inning for the Q's. 2-1, one out, and Edric Felix the batter. So now if you're the River Dogs, you got to start thinking, well, crud. Because Suarez has gone pretty deep into games. This is the first game that we've really seen Suarez struggle this year. And it's been against this middle of the order for Kannapolis. Edric Felix will bat. First pitch, breaking ball inside corner. It's 0-1. Edric Felix has possibly the swaggiest shoes I think I've ever seen on a baseball diamond. He's wearing Jordan 11 cleats. For those of you who know shoes, Jordan 11s, they're kind of nice. As Suarez is going to fake like he's going to second. But he won't throw, and it's still an 0-1 count. Big shoe guy. And I know Edric Felix is as well. Jordan 11 cleats, my goodness. 0-1 inside. And the count is 1-1. Always fun to have baseball players who are big shoe guys. I know Pat Leland, manager for Kannapolis, a shoe guy. Wearing some Air Maxes most of the year. 1-1 is on the inside part of the plate, but it gets loose, and Brecker has to block. It's 2-1. And then you have people who don't know anything about shoes, and they just see that they're red and blue shoes. Okay. Definitely a niche. It's okay. 2-1 count on Felix. Here's the pitch from Suarez. This one's lined into center. That's going to drop for the fifth hit of the inning for Kannapolis, and they'll hold the lead runner. Will Patton Leland, Roney Hernandez stops at third. Pineda to second. Edric Felix with the fifth hit of the inning for Kannapolis. My goodness, turning the tables are the Q's tonight. Top of the order, Riku Nishida, the batter. Not what we were expecting tonight. As the Q's off to a good start on offense. Five hits, all singles. They're racking up a singles like a sign-up sheet for speed dating up here in the second inning. Nishida stands in, and he's 0 for 1. First pitch, but outside from Suarez, and it's 1-0. Suarez sitting in now 43 pitches through an inning and a third. Averaging about 10 pitches an out, and that's not great. Kind of having a rough night is Suarez. 1-0 count. Deep breath. There's the pitch to Nishida. Up the middle. Polanco dives, but it gets loose in the center for a base hit. Rony Hernandez scores. Here comes Pineda on his horse. He'll score. It's a two RBI single for Riku Nishida. Six hits in the inning for the Q's. They're up now 4-1. And make it two on still and one out for Ryan Galaney, the batter. Felix to second on the play. As now catcher Brecker and Carlos Colmenares is going to come talk to Santiago Suarez as there's an arm up and tossing kind of quickly down the line for Charleston in what is essentially an emergency situation here for the River Dogs. They have not gotten off to the start they wanted. As home plate umpire William Pascal will break up the meeting that could have been an email. And Galaney will bat 2-1. And still one out in the bottom of the second. Ryan Galaney, the batter. He's already had a ground out. He's 0-1. Eighth batter of the inning for the Q's. First pitch, breaking ball inside, a 1-0 count. Luis Hernandez, the righty, getting loose down the line for Charleston. As time called, Suarez steps off on the rubber. He's trying to buy himself some time. Suarez's ERA entering tonight was a 1.13. That has already jumped to now 3.12. And the ballers have almost tripled Suarez's ERA tonight. 2-0 in the dirt. Six hits in the inning for Kannapolis, all singles. It's just been good base running and good fundamental baseball. 2-0, Galaney lifts this one into center. Hit well, but Myers will be under it. It'll stay in the park for a flyout. Runners will tag. There goes Felix headed for third. Throw into third is not in time. And the runners move up on the fly ball from Galaney. So two now in scoring position. Two outs, and Eddie Park, ninth batter of the inning, will stand in for Kannapolis. Park will stand in at center field. First pitch. Grounded sharply to third. Colmenares sets. Takes his time. To first he goes for the out. And just like that, inning complete. As the momentum is all of a sudden halted. Santiago Suarez gets out of the inning. Finally took nine batters. But the Q's rattle off six hits. Four runs cross the plate. And they take a 4-1 lead here. After two innings, to the top of the third we go. Aldrin Batista should have got some rest over there. He'll face 9-1-2. Polanco, Colmenares, and Peguero when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the third. My goodness. Q's smoking the River Dogs early. Top of the third. 4-1. Six hits in the inning. In the bottom of the second inning for Kannapolis. And now Charleston will bat. Polanco, Colmenares, Pinquero, Alder, Batista takes the bump again. First pitch delivered a breaking ball inside. A 1-0 count on Narciso Polanco. Four runs on six hits. All four runs earned and charged to the righty Santiago Suarez for Charleston. 1-0 a bit inside, 2-0. Batista, third inning of work. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the second, but able to get through it. 2-0 on the way. Inside corner, 2-1 count now. Polanco's first at bat, then it goes to Colmenares and Pinquero as the leadoff and two-hole batters for Charleston. 2-1 on wide on the way. Swing and a miss. 2-2. So all four runs earned and charged to Suarez. It's the most runs he's allowed in any single outing this season. So the Q's on the smoker early. 2-2. Low and inside. Check swing. Did he go? No. Says Andrew Schrock, infield umpire. Count runs full on Polanco. Colmenares to follow. Pinquero is in the hole. Polanco 0-18 at the plate in his last seven games, and will have to wait for another official at-bat as he draws a leadoff walk from Aldrin Batista. One on and nobody out. Top of the order, Carlos Colmenares. Just the second walk of the season for Aldrin Batista. He allowed one walk and 5 1/3 in his first start, and then didn't walk any last week in Myrtle Beach in five innings of work. So through 10 and now 2 1/3, he's allowed a grand total of just two walks. It's time called. Pineda's going to talk with Batista. So he's through two tonight. Through 12 1/3 innings plus two walks. That's pretty good. Can't ask for much better than that from Aldrin Batista. 61 pitches in his first outing, 80 last week in five innings. From the Rhiney from Azua, Dominican Republic. 1-0 to Colmenares. Pit outside, 2-0. Colmenares, another River Dog that has just struggled. 0-22 at the plate in his last nine games. The River Dogs as a team are actually the second worst hitting team in minor league baseball at just 177. 2-0 inside corner. Nice pitch from Batista, 2-1. There's only one team with a batting average lower then the Charleston River Dogs in all of full-season minor league baseball, and that's the Stockton Ports in the California League, affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Check swing, check on the runner, I should say. On the 2-1, over at first is Polanco. Stockton Ports batting just 176. Charleston at 177, just a point better. Batista's 2-1, wave and a miss. Colmenares goes chasing. And it's 2-2. Polanco, a perfect 5-for-5 in stolen bases is on the base paths. Leading stolen base threat for the River Dogs actually has a day off today. And Adrian is Santana. 2-2 count, pitch on the way from Batista. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Another punch out for Batista, his fourth on the night. One down in the third, and now due up Odalis Figuero. So Figuero digs in, one on, one out. Santana with the day off today. Nine stolen bases. Noah Myers has seven. Colmenares with five. He just struck out. And now time called. They're going to call a balk on Aldrin Batista. That'll move the runner up to a second. So a balk issued to Batista. Runner on second now is Polanco. As that may come back and bite the ballers. Batista sets first pitch to Figuero. Bit outside, a 1-0 count. Top of the third here, just past 7 o'clock. Approaching 7:30 here in Kannapolis. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Lodi bringing you the action tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark, home of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 on the way. Inside, 2-0. Batista not able to figure out where it's missing. Trying to find that inside corner of the zone, and it's just not working. 2-0 count. Runner on second, Polanco. Pitch on the way. Fouled off straight back. And 2-1. And we thought entering tonight would be a pitcher's duel. Batista certainly knocking on the door of top prospect lists for the White Sox. He's not there yet, but him and Rony Hernandez kind of in the same spot where they're approaching the list. They're not far off. 2-1 check on the runner is not in time. Diving back in safely is Polanco. Batista and Rony Hernandez kind of just on the edge, knocking on the door of the top 30 prospect lists for the White Sox. And then we already had Santiago Suarez on the list in the top 10 for Tampa Bay. But he struggled tonight, 2-1. This one's a grounded foul down the line, and count goes to 2-2. Figuero flew out to left his first time up to Caden Connor. Charleston with an error tonight on the board. Kannapolis still with none. Deep breath from Batista, 2-2. Broken bat, grounder to short. Arcee will field. He'll throw to get the lead runner at third, and he's out by a mile. It'll be a fielder's choice. It allows Figuero to reach. Bit of a head-scratcher at first, but when you realize it, actually not a bad play at all. 6-5 put out to get Polanco for the second out, and Figuero reaches on the fielder's choice. So out by a mile was Polanco, who broke for third. And now Trey Morgan, the batter, runner on first base and two outs. So Figuero on the fielder's choice. Now at first, and Trey Morgan, the batter. First pitch from Batista. Bit up and inside to Morgan, a 1-0 count. Morgan struck out swinging his first time up against Batista. He played in 11 games last season with the River Dogs, hurt his shoulder, and is back here in single A to start the year, 1-0. Little tapper towards short. Cut off by the third baseman. Felix makes the play for the out. Smooth play in the field from Edrick. 5-3 ground out. Three outs are now had. That'll send us to the bottom of the third inning. Due up for the ballers. Connor Asian and Arcee Hernandez. 4-1 your score. Kannapolis on top. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Caden Connor leads things off for the Kannapolis Q's. Bottom of the third inning, there we go. First pitch, Connor past the second baseman, Polanco, in the right for a base knock. Seventh hit of the day and a multi-hit game for Caden Connor. Seventh hit of the day for Kannapolis. One on, nobody out. Albertson is seeing due up. Just like that, working quickly here is Kannapolis. Seven hits through two and a little bit extra of baseball. Two up now. Albertson is seeing against the new arm on the mound for the River Dogs. Righty, 6'4", 195 pound. Righty from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. It's Luis Hernandez. First pitch to Asian in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Asian at the plate. Arxi Hernandez on deck after the leadoff batter Connor stands at first as Asian takes the 0-1 inside. 1-1. Hernandez, 6'4", born on April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2001, international free agent signee in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Just added to the roster on Monday after spending some time down at extended spring training in Port Charlotte. 1-1, a check on the runner. Connor is at first base. Hernandez made 12 appearances with the Complex League Rays last year. This is his first good amount of time with the River Dogs. This one swung and missed. It is 1-2. 23 years of age is Luis Hernandez. 6'4". Righty comes in to relieve Santiago Suarez. Two innings of work, four runs on six hits. No walks, no strikeouts for Suarez, one of the top prospects in Tampa's organization. Kind of hit around a little bit by the Kannapolis Q's. Asian stands at the plate, bent at the knees. Bright red batting gloves. He'll take the 1-2, just a bit inside, 2-2. Hernandez mainly worked as a starter last year and in 2022 when he was in Dominican Summer League in the Rays organization. Coming in relief today as Asian takes a close 2-2 pitch. Just a bit inside, count runs full. Hernandez, kind of one of those long relief guys for Sean Smedley. You can just come in and eat innings when you need. River Dogs probably didn't think they would need him tonight. 3-2, this one's looped into center. Myers coming in, all of a sudden pulls up and makes the grab on a ball that just never fell, really. And it's the first out, a fly out in the center for Asian. First out is had Arxi Hernandez, a batter with still one on for Kannapolis. Arxi grounded out his first time up, but it produced an RBI, one of four runs driven in the second inning for Kannapolis. 4-1 your score, bottom of the third. Kannapolis on a bit of a tear tonight. First pitch fastball, bit outside, a 1-0 count. Looking to win their third game in a row is Kannapolis. Charleston looking to avoid losing their sixth game in a row. 1-0, lifted high and foul. count will move even to 1-1. Charleston 2-6 on the year on the road. And the friendly confines of the Joe, they're 500, 4-4. On the season, 6-10. Tied for last place in the Carolina League South Division. 1-1 breaking ball of it inside to RC. It's 2-1. Kannapolis sitting two games back of first place and 9-7 entering tonight. First place, Columbia Fireflies, 11-5. Fayetteville just a game and a half back at 10-7. This one's fouled off. And count evens 2-2. It'll all shape up for Columbia, Fayetteville, Kannapolis, of course. All the teams that got rained out on Sunday, Charleston being one of them. That rain front came through on the eastern seaboard on a Sunday and had to have three games kind of washed as another pickoff attempt to first, not in time. Connor back in safely. The Ballers will have to play a doubleheader when Myrtle Beach comes to town in mid-June before the end of the first half, which is that Thursday. As a check swing on the 2-2 from Arksey, and he gets a piece of it and stays alive. Count is still 2-2. Rony Hernandez, the DH, awaiting on deck, bottom third. A runner on first is Caden Connor. And Arksey Hernandez at the plate. 0 for 1, but an RBI on his day. 2-2. Inside, almost hits him, and they're going to say it did hit him in the belly. So Connor will advance to second. Arksey Hernandez takes the base on an HBP in the scorebook. So 2 on and 1 out. Rony Hernandez, the batter. Rony Hernandez bats an RBI single his first time up. 1-for-1 with a RBI and a run scored. Bottom third of the order for Kannapolis. Pretty solid start. This one's lifted high and foul. First pitch, it's 0-1. A perfect 3-for-3 are the cues tonight in the bottom third of the order. Rony, Pineda, and Felix. All with base hits in their first at-bat. Battle of the Hernandezes. Luis on the bump against Roney at the plate, 0-1. This one's lifted high and foul down the line, 0-2. On to Roney Hernandez. Get a bit of mayhem in the Carolina League South Division. Last place is Myrtle Beach and Charleston, tied at 6-10. But they're only five games back of Columbia. That's a series. If it's within a series, it's tight. 0-2, swing and a miss. First punch out of the day for Luis Hernandez. First punch out of the day for the Q's at the plate. As that'll send us to two outs now and a runner on. Second and first with Luis Pineda due up. There's the first strikeout of the day for the River Dogs. Still no arms warming in the pen for either side. They're going to kind of lean on Hernandez, I would assume, early on. Pineda stands in, 2-1. Here's the first pitch. Upstairs, 1-0 on a breaking ball. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the Carolina League in the top of the fourth inning, keeping a close eye, of course, on all the matchups in the Carolina League single-A level of affiliated professional baseball. 1-0. Broken bat, grounder to short. Played by Gonzalez, and the first, second he goes for the out, I should say. Arksey sat down on the 6-4, put out for the third out. Luis Pineda grounds into the fielder's choice, and that'll conclude three innings of baseball in Kannapolis. Ballers still on top, 4-1, out hitting Charleston 7-2. Aldrin Batista back on the bump, and we come back in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
for what he's done. But I'll tell you, Sergei Bobrovsky, lately he's become a playoff performer. You go back to what he did against this team several years back in the 2019 playoffs, and this save he made at the start of the period. They were, the Blue Jackets were down 3-0 in that game, in game one. That goes in, it's 4-0. Maybe a different story. That save was made, Jody, and from there, the Blue Jackets swept the Tampa Bay Lightning. So Bobrovsky certainly has proven later on in his career that he can do a job in the playoffs.
Timely saves. That was key in that first clip you saw there, and he's done it again. And he's really happy with this Florida team. Bush, you know him well. They just seem so content.
Here's Lundell. Out in front. Score! 1-0.
Anel Mateo leads things off. Top of the fourth inning. Aldrin Batista takes over on the bump. First pitch is a bit outside and low to Mateo. It's a 1-0 count. Shin and Myers to follow. Top four. Q's on top 4-1 out hitting at Charleston 7-2. And what's been a pretty fun night for the home team as this 1-0 is fouled off. 1-1 your count. Shin got a piece of it in the on deck circle. 1-1 count on Mateo, the right fielder, popped out to Batista in his first at bat.
For Tampa. They're trying to get out of the zone.
1-1 on the way. It was just a bit outside. Now count moves to 2-1 on to Mateo. Shin and Myers to follow in this top of the fourth. Batista comes set. First base side of the rubber. The line and fire. Breaking ball a bit inside. And the count moves to 3-1. Shin on deck as one of the two hits tonight for Charleston. 3-1 count. Batista's wine and fire. Just inside for ball four. Second walk of the night for Aldrin Batista. Lead off walk. Mateo takes his base. And now two up for the River Dogs will be Wu Shin.
Cleared ahead by Ekman Larson. Headed over for the Lightning. Now Chernak.
So Shin will stand in. One on and nobody out. Of course, top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Bottom of the fourth in Carolina. The Mudcats trailing 3-1 to the Salem Red Sox. Carolina at 14-3 to start the year. They've been on a tear. Trailing early 3-1 to the Salem Red Sox at home. As this first pitch to Shin. Is a bit inside, a 1-0 count. Bottom of the fifth in Lynchburg, the Hillcats lead 2-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They just finished up the fourth in Fayetteville, down east on top, 2-1 over the Woodpeckers. Runner going on the 1-0, pitch inside of the plate, throwing a second to get him, and Ishida applies the tag, and he got him. So Mateo nailed it second on a nice throw from Pineda. It's a 2-4 caught stealing for the first out of the inning. So now nobody on base. And it's a 2-0 count on Wu Shin. Nice tag applied by Nishida. He got it in just in the nick of time. 2-0 from the line now, Batista works. Here's the pitch. Lifted into center. Barely moving is Eddie Park. Now he has to come in a few steps, and he makes the grab for the out. A F8 in the book for Wu Shin. Quickly now, two outs, and new up is Noah Myers. Rest of the out-of-town scores. Top of the third, scoreless in Delmarva. The Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals remain scoreless. Delmarva. Talk about how hot Carolina started at 14-3. Delmarva, the exact opposite. They are stumbling. 2-14 to start the season. Myers swings on the first pitch. This one's looped over the head of Nishida in the right for a base hit. There's a two-out base knock for Myers, the center fielder. He's 1-for-2 now. So a runner on and for Charleston. It's a speed threat. And Brian Brecker, the catcher, stands in. Bottom of the second in Columbia, the Fireflies, leaders of the Carolina League South Division, are trailing 2-1 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Columbia at 11-5, holding on to a game and a half lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch to Brecker, up and in, 1-0.
Tarasenko with it once again. Won a Stanley Cup with St. Louis.
Brecker had an RBI single in the second. One of three hits on the night for Charleston.
Deflected off the back of Chernak.
Cirelli couldn't clear.
Batista sets 1-0. Tapped foul, and count evens 1-1.
Up the boards. Markov for Reinhardt.
Brecker thought of more as an offensive, as a defensive catcher, I should say, but he leads the team in average. Batting 250. Five hits in 20 official at-bats. 1-1. In there on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. One extra base hit for Brecker, a double. And his RBI single in the second was just his third RBI of the year. But going on the 1-2, this one gets by Pineda. So we'll see how it's scored. It should be a stolen base. It is indeed a stolen base. Myers will swipe second. The ball got by Pineda. But the runner was going anyways. So Myers gets his eighth stolen base on the year. And it's a 2-2 count on the plate on Brecker.
No fees or minimums, and no overdraft fees.
Batista sitting at four strikeouts tonight. Not bad at all from the righty. 2-2 pitch from Batista.
Hang in there, rookie.
Whoa, and outside. A close call. 3-2. Gonzalez is shortstop awaiting on deck. Charleston leads the league in stolen bases, and Noah Myers, one of their top guys to do it. And now Batista steps off on the bump. And the count is full, still on Brecker. Charleston's last in the Carolina League in hits, last in doubles, 11th, which is next to last in RBI. But they're first in stolen bases. 3-2. Inside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called. Strike three. Aldrin Batista. Fifth punch out of the night for the righty. And he gets out of the fourth inning unscathed. A little bit of scariness from a runner's on for Charleston. But no luck as Batista gets the strikeout to end the inning. That'll send us to the break. Felix Nishita-Galani when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Large two-topping pizzas at Domino's are just $6.99 each when you carry out, like melty pepperoni and green peppers, or ham and tangy pineapple. The combinations are pretty endless. Act fast and get your favorite large two-topping pizza for just $6.99 each this week only at Domino's.
John, is there a problem with the ice, an issue out here?
Yeah, I guess there's, I don't know what happened pregame. It's too bad, it's our own building, but yeah, I guess it's all bumpy down on that one end, so it's unfortunate too because we've got two power plays down there, but no excuse, both teams got to play on it. I'm a little disappointed the way we came out here, especially in our home crowd, so two PPs are down 1-0. We got to be a hell of a lot better than this.
Brett says you're the best at pushing buttons. We saw you get animated here. You trying to push some buttons?
Wow. Have to now. It's we got a veteran group here. We know I learned how to get the best out of these guys. We got to push though here. We're playing a little, almost a little nervous, which is unlike our group. But we'll get them going here.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Hey, my pleasure.
Cooper, very honest, Cooper about his club start here in game three.
And maybe those early power plays not what you need if you're a nervous group. Maybe it's about penalty kills, right? Put the work boots on and then get to work. But those early power plays yielded nothing. And Florida certainly seems to be the team that's playing fast and on their toes and creating turnovers and has had the quick start. So let's see if Tampa can rectify.
That's a great point, Bruce. Penalty kill is such a simple game. Hard work and that commitment. I don't want to get one, but that mentality is what they need to employ here.
NHL Breakaway lets you collect highlights from your favorite players and teams with these officially licensed digital collectibles. NHL Breakaway, make history yours.
Edric Felix, Riku Nishita, Ryan Gillaney do up. Bottom of the fourth inning in Kannapolis. It's been a fun night. If you're a fan of the home team, it's 4-1. First pitch on the bottom of the fourth is a bit inside. A 1-0 count to Edric Felix. Back of the bump is Luis Hernandez as Felix grooves this 1-0 into left. That'll drop in front of Peguero for a base hit. Felix thinking two. He's on his horse because he's going to get there in time. Does he get past the tag? No. He is tagged out after he runs off for second. As he'll get credit for the single, but then the 7-4 put out, and that is the first out. So Felix gets the base hit. As Miss Casey Betty coming out, making the play as the bat dog, and she's got a pink tutu on tonight. Look at her. As Casey always so proper. And it's his first pitch to Nishida. Been inside a 1-0 count. I love the pink 2-2. That's awesome. Haven't seen it before. She's got little pig ears on her collar as well. That's amazing. As this 1-0 has been inside, it's 2-0 to Riku Nishida. Is Casey even getting in the spirit of the Q's theme this week? 2-0 is a 3-0 count now on Riku. So Felix gets credit for the base hit. It is the eighth hit of the day for Kannapolis, second for Felix. 3-0 in there. Called strike 3-1. So Felix, a multi-hit game. He joins Caden Connor. Gets a Bobrovsky in a clean fashion, but nevertheless, 3-1 count. We get a reset of the pitch clock. 3-1 pitch on the way from Hernandez. Fouled off. Riku stays alive. And the count runs a full. Ryan Gillaney waiting on deck in this bottom of the fourth. There's the puck out. Into the Tampa Bay zone. Dropping it back. Charleston reaching into the bullpen, and it's proved to be efficient so far. This one fouled off by Nishida. Count is 3-2. Batista's looked pretty solid tonight through four innings. 3-2 to Nishida. Just a bit outside for all four. Leadoff walk. Riku's on for the second time tonight, this time with a walk. So now it is one out. And a runner on for Ryan Gillaney. What a save by Vasilevsky.
Vasilevsky starting his 107th consecutive.
Gillaney 0-for-2. One of the rare Kannapolis bats to have not reached yet. And we have time called. Riku Nishida tying his shoe. Wish I could get time called, but I need to tie my shoe. I don't have that luxury, though. There's now time called. Pat Leland trying to understand the situation in.
Vasilevsky so focused there.
Nishida with a huge lead over at first. Hernandez keeping an eye on it. First pitch runner fakes going. This one's outside of a breaking ball. Counts 1-0.
Appear to be a little bit nervous. When you're nervous, you're slow to make decisions. You're slow to recognize where the pressure's coming from. And it just looks to me like...
Gillaney 0-for-2. A ground down and a fly out tonight. And he parked waiting on deck. Nishida just kind of toying with Hernandez. 1-0 check on the runner, not in time. Nishida has the single season all-time stolen base record at Oregon. He stole 25 bags in his final year of college. Played 19 games with the Ballers last year. As check on the runner here is not in time. Morgan ended up dropping the ball. If he didn't drop it, he might have had it. Sheena now with a humongous lead over at first. He's ready to go. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Runner going inside of the plate. Throwing a second is well aimed and well used. And there is a caught stealing, and Brecker against the runner. 2-4 caught stealing of Nishida for the second out. And now nobody on and two down. Gillaney has a 2-0 count.
We've got to somehow solve it. Saved by Bobrovsky on Duclair. Puck played out by Montour.
Nishida caught stealing.
Duclair with the puck.
Not often does he get that. The 2-0 is fouled off 2-1.
Here's Kachuk. He has the game's first goal.
This is the third time he's been caught stealing this season so far, which is a lot, but he also steals a lot of bases. 2-1 upstairs from Hernandez. 3-1.
Over for Florida. Battle for the puck along the boards.
3-1 from the wide works Hernandez. Here's the pitch to Gillaney. Line foul down the third baseline. And count moves to full 3-2. Again, Eddie Park awaiting on deck.
Here's for Hagee. Won a Stanley Cup with the Lightning back in 2020.
Just a gorgeous night here in Kannapolis. A couple clouds off in the sky, but off in the distance. There's no threat of any weather, as this one's been outside for ball four. Another walk issue, this time Ryan Gillaney on base for the first time tonight. Eddie Park now stands in with one on and two outs.
Rangers leading Washington two games to none. Canucks, Predators,
7:30 on TBS, tied one apiece, and then...
One on, two outs for Park. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a line out and a ground out.
What a tough break for Rick Tocchet and his crew, huh? Patrick Demko going down with an injury.
First pitch to the center fielder. A bit upstairs and away, and now time called. Brecker is going to go talk with Hernandez. Cole Menares going to come in and help translate a little bit.
Without their number one guy, so we'll see if the Canucks can get back on track in game three.
Parking an 0 for 2. Galani reaching on the walk.
Here's Kucherov for Hedman. Back out, Kucherov with a shot that's blocked. And a penalty for interference will be assessed.
Caden Connor waiting on deck. Third mound visit of the night for the Charleston River Dogs, who have already, again, had a tap into the bullpen. Santiago Suarez giving up four runs in 2 minutes.
Florida penalty, 42, 2 minutes, interference.
1-0 count, pitch up and away, and it's 2-0 now.
Kucherov, and he's been on assignment with him.
Annapolis on top, 4-1, bottom four. One on for the Cubs.
He's going to go to the box for this. And this is late in this first period, and now Tampa.
Ballers wearing their Cubs tops tonight.
They keep it simple.
In honor of the barbecue. This one's fouled off. Ends up into Sweet 8. That one goes. Hey, lucky fan makes the snag. Actually, I know that fan. The good buddy Andrew Higginbottom, who snuck up into the suite. 2-1 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fouled off over my head. Count evens 2-2.
Kucherov back across. Lightning 0 for 2. They did not have a shot on their
2-2 count, 2 outs. Park. Trying to drive in Galani.
Great play by Stenlund. Here's Kucherov. 50 seconds.
Hernandez set in his second inning of work. Here's the 2-2. Fastball upstairs. Count will run full. It's been a kind of a common theme this at bat, at least. For Hernandez, he's been kind of short-arming the ball. And he's allowing to pretty much extension, which is pulling the ball up. He's missing upstairs a lot. 3-2 runner going. Park stays alive and lets this one foul. We'll have another one at 3-2. Full count, two outs. Here's the pitch, runner going. Lifted down the line and left, hooking foul. And we'll have another one at 3-2. Park staying alive and battling. Eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way for Eddie Park. And is already at 40 pitches.
To it, but
21 of those being strikes. That includes foul balls and balls in play. 3-2 runner going. Fouled off again, and he's just making Ryan Galani run sprints at this rate. We'll have the ninth pitch of the at bat. And it'll be the fourth full count pitch of the at bat.
You know, oftentimes when you get a call that
3-2 on the way, runner going. Line down the line and left, hooking, foul again.
On the challenge, yeah. I mean,
so we'll have a fifth full count pitch. And it'll be the 10th pitch of the at bat, and Ryan Galani is running wind sprints at this rate.
One of the assistant coaches, it's offside. So they would know if this play is going on.
Now watch Hagel as he falls. Is his skate still over the blue line? Doesn't look good. I mean, to me, it looks offside from that angle.
3-2 count. Two outs. Runner going. Here's the pitch. Flowing inside for all four. And finally, the at-bat is over. That's three walks in a row for Luis Hernandez as Eddie Park reaches with a free pass. And Charleston now is going to get another pitcher up and loosening down the line. That's three walks for Hernandez this inning. All in a row, and now Caden Connor, the batter.
And tough for the Lightning. You're just encouraging
how big it was late in this period.
And Miles Fee is the video coach for the...
So Connor will bat, two for two, a pair of singles.
Right away. And again, your skate is allowed to...
Here's
the
first
the
pitch. Up and in.
From the top, from the rooftop angle.
Count is a 1-0.
If your skate is over the blue, it still would be onside. You don't have to be touching the ice. That rule came into effect a couple years ago. And
1-0 count, two outs.
Was offside and his foot came in and
bottom 4-4-1, Kannapolis leads. Here's the pitch to Connor, but outside.
Here's Paul.
Now 2-0.
Kucherov across. Oh, big save by Bobrovsky on Stamkos. 2 seconds and one.
Connor two for two, a pair of singles tonight. He's got Gallini at second and Park at first. 2-0 from Hernandez. Popped up, foul ground, should land out of play, and it will. It's 2-1.
Great chances before the end of the period. With 17 seconds, they get to work. Cross seam, Stamkos robbed on the one.
Albertson is seeing. Waiting on deck. In this bottom of the fourth, approaching 8 o'clock.
Stamkos here just looking up at the big screen, and this was that shorthanded chance by Stenlund. He goes low, right pad of Vasilevskiy.
2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Up and away. 3-1 now to Caden Connor.
Lightning will start the second period on a power play for
Hernandez has walked three batters all in a row in this inning.
Intermission report coming up with Liam Biggs.
Surprisingly, only the three walks allowed by Charleston tonight. 3-1 hitter's pitch. Connor lifts this one high and foul over my head, and count remains full.
And win it.
We fight for our queen.
It's been eight base hits for Kannapolis tonight that have helped them take a lead. All eight hits have been singles.
The country's most
no extra base hits.
Bring $5,000 of their own money for a game of culinary poker and be prepared to
lose. In a
game
like this last year, we had 23 hits and had 19 singles.
Wild Card Kitchen, Tuesday night at
9 wild.
On Food Network.
Discover customer service. This is
3-2 count. Oh, here's the pitch.
Maya.
Runners going. Foul off. And here we go again.
Oh,
as the foul ball comes back and it hits
like
the home plate umpire, William Paschal, in the back of the right leg.
All right, prove it.
It hit off the protective netting behind home plate, meant to protect fans. And it ended up hitting Paschal in the back of the leg.
How would I prove that I'm not?
Might leave a bruise.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service.
Do you feel like a robot?
It
full count, two outs, two on, bottom four. 4-1 Kannapolis leads. Hernandez sets 50th pitch of his night. He'll have the new number 51 as this one is lifted high and foul. Some long ABs tonight from the Qs. It's paid off in some ways.
I love it when people say,
but in others, it's just resulted in walks and it's kept the inning going.
I see that as a challenge.
2-1, two out, bottom four.
White.
Hernandez with a long look at second.
White.
Here's the pitch.
White.
Popped
white.
Up in a center. This drifts in a little bit towards center. Coming in, Myers. He makes the grab for the out. And that'll end the fourth inning. Ballers will send things to the top of the fifth. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Top five we go. It'll be Gonzalez, Polanco, and Colmenares zoo up for Charleston, the Ballers Baseball Network, and Valley Live.
Jersey Mike's freshly sliced is a great.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
8-9-1. 8-9-1, two up in the order. Top of the fifth inning. It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us as Gonzalez lays the bunt down. 0-1 your count by top of the fifth. Kannapolis leads 4-1. Here in game 3 of 6 this week between these two sides. It's been a pretty fun game. 8 hits for Kannapolis, 3 for Charleston. Aldrin Batista in his fifth inning of work on the bump. Pitch on the way. Tap to first. Backhanded by Galaney. He'll run and wins the foot race. 3-2 put out. One down. Now due up Narciso Polanco. Polanco stands in. He is 0-for-0. Walked in his first at-bat. 4-1. Cues on top over Charleston. Batista comes set. It'll work from the wind. First pitch on the way. Sharp liner over the head of Felix into left for a base hit. There's a one-out single for Narciso Polanco. He's now on for Charleston. Fourth of the night for the River Dogs. Polanco with a base knock. One on, one out. Top of the order, Carlos Colmenares. Polanco gets his first hit in some time. Entering, he was 0-for-18 in his last seven games. He finally gets a base hit and raises his hands to the heavens and says, thank goodness. First pitch to Colmenares, swing and a miss. 0-1 and a breaking ball from Batista. Batista's been sharp tonight. He's allowed the one run. Other than that, it's been a nice night. 69 pitches. 41 strikes and 4 1/3, 5 punch outs. 0-1. Up and away. 1-1. One count with one out. First base side of the rubber works Batista. 1-1. But outside, 2-1. Colmenares tonight 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts for the River Dogs, who have 4 hits. 2-1 inside. Batista pulls a fastball a bit inside. 3-1. He looks in, first base side of the rubber, sets Batista. Pants pulled up to just below the knees. Showing off the Black Sox, 3-1 fouled off, and count will run full on Colmenares. Colmenares back for his second year with the River Dogs. He was back after last year. Didn't have the greatest of seasons, batted 201 in 83 games. Signed for $3 million in 2021. He was an international free agent. As runner goes in the full count pinch, this one is fouled off, and count's still full. Looks like a lefty up and getting loose down the line for Kannapolis, Frankelli Arias. The lefty warming up. Full count, one out. And first is Polanco, the decent lead. Checking the runner is not in time. Bit of a collision between Polanco and Galaney. Polanco advanced to second on a balk when he was on in the third inning. Three-two on the way, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. There's another strikeout for Aldrin Batista. Polanco will swipe second base, but it's another strikeout for Aldrin. Sixth of the night, so two outs now. And due up is Odalis Peguero. So Frankelli Arias, the lefty, warming in the pen for the ballers. As Batista on the mound, 6 punch outs through 4 2/3. First pitch to Peguero, a bit low. And the count is 1-0. Pagero, the left fielder, also played third earlier in the series. Batista will come set at second as Polanco with a good lead. 1-0 to Pagero. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Breaking ball low and inside, and Pagero flailed at it. Trey Morgan, first baseman awaiting on deck. This top of the fifth inning, 1-1. Tap to second, Nishina charges in, makes the play, and flips to first in top of the out, a 4-3 ground out. Three outs are now had, and that'll send us into the bottom of the fifth. A CN, Arxie Hernandez, Rony Hernandez do up. We come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network in Valley Live. 4-1 Kannapolis on top over Charleston. Albertson Asian leads things off. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. It's the Q's leading by a score of 4-1. New arm on the bump for the River Dogs. It's Owen Stevenson, the righty. Pitches have been outside. A 1-0 count to Asian as Owen Stevenson takes over as the third arm used tonight by Charleston out of the bullpen. 6-4 righty. He is 21 years of age. Pitches in there called strike 1-1. Owen Stevenson, 6'4", 205-pound righty, born in San Francisco, California. Former Arizona State Sun Devil is the righty. And Owen Stevenson, 1-1 a bit outside, 2-1 is your count. Fun fact about Arizona State, they have the largest enrollment in the nation. For a four-year undergraduate institution, it's a huge school out in Tempe, Arizona. This one's a bit outside, 3-1. The Sun Devils. They got a pretty cool hockey arena. They got a rising, really popular college hockey program as a swing and a miss from a CN count runs to 3-2. Of course, former Arizona State great James Harden, now a standout in the NBA. Arizona State's quite a school as a 3-2. A CN takes on the outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. There's the first out. Arxie Hernandez will now bat with one out and nobody on. First pitch to Arxie Hernandez. Been up and inside. Count will run to 1-0. One of the best broadcasters ever graduated from Arizona State, Al Michaels. 1-0 a bit inside, 2-0. Walter Cronkite, of course, the Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State. Definitely a haven of entertainment talent. 2-0 on the outside corner, 2-1. As far as baseball names, Barry Bonds. Heard he was okay at baseball. Reggie Jackson. What a good amount of talent there. 2-1 grounded in the right for a base hit. One out single for Arcy Hernandez. It's his first hit of the night. One on, one out. Due up now is Rony Hernandez, a DH. Number one pick in the 2020 MLB draft, I should say. Spencer Torkelson, a former Sun Devil. Owen Stevenson, one of just a few to come from Tempe to go to the pros. First pitch to Rony. This one's lined down the right field line, hooking. That's a fair ball, and that'll carry him into the corner. Headed to third is Arcy. Pat Leland's going to wave him home. Here comes the throw from Reinball. Ball gets loose in the infield. Morgan's throw is not going to be in time. There breaks Rony for third, and he will be put out. Rony got a little ambitious there, but he drives the run in. Arcy will score from first. Hernandez credited with the double, and then he's put out on what is a 9-3. 9-4-3-5. 9-4-3-5. Put out at third. That's the second out. Rony Hernandez is put out, but Arcy scores. So 5-1 your score. And Luis Pineda will bat. Official score is going to say that the play to the second baseman didn't count. 1-0. Weak tap and a short. Played by Gonzalez. Throw goes to first, and it's in time. What a play. At short by Gonzalez, play made, and Pat Leland not a fan of the call as he will trot over, and he's not happy. Play made, 6-3 grounder. Pineda is retired. That's the third out of the inning, but Rony Hernandez, an RBI double, gives the ballers another run, 5-1, and they'll turn things over to the bullpen. Frank Kelly Arias when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, it's not often we say it, but a lefty comes in out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Frank Kelly Arias, 6 foot, 170-pound, 20-year-old from Boni, Dominican Republic. Free agent signing in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Frank Kelly Arias takes over as the second arm used tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup now for Trey Morgan, as this one is a bit low, 1-0 on the breaking ball. Morgan, Mateo, and Shin do up for the River Dogs in this top of the sixth. 5-1, Kannapolis on top. Arias comes set. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch, fastball, a bit low. And the count is 2-0 to Trey Morgan. 0-2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground out on his night. 2-0 count. Pitch on the way from Frank Kelly. Morgan skies this one into shallow center. Eddie Park can't find it. No one knows where the ball is, and it's over in the center field area. A Sean comes over from right, will make the play. Eddie Park lost the ball in the nighttime sky, and Morgan ends up at second. It's a double. Has to be kind of credited as a double, as nobody could find the ball. And you can't really give an error for mental reasons. Well, mentally, you can't give an error for a mental error. It has to be an actual physical mistake for the error to be charged. Park didn't make a physical mistake, so it's a double for Trey Morgan. One on and nobody out for Angel Mateo. So Morgan now at second, not a stolen base threat. First pitcher Marius, fastball up and away, 1-0 to Mateo. Arias 0-0 entering tonight with a 1.93 ERA, 4 2/3 innings. He's only given up one earned run this year, and it was back on his first outing of the year in Charleston. 1-0 to Mateo, fouled off, and the count will move even to 1-1. Arias appeared just once last week. He's appeared once a series for an inning or two at a time. Last time out, an inning and a third of shutout action with a strikeout against Myrtle Beach. 1-1. In the dirt and low, blocked by Pineda. Counts 2-1. So Morgan gets the double, and he is at second. It is his first double of the year. Just his third extra base hit of the year. His other two were home runs, one of them being on Tuesday. 2-1 from Frank Kelly. Popped up in foul ground, and that'll be another souvenir for a lucky fan. Count evens to 2-2 on Mateo. Mateo popped out and walked already in tonight's action. Lefty Arias tanking the mound. This is the first time the River Dogs have seen a lefty this week. 2-2. Fouled off. Staying alive, and we'll see another 2-2. The River Dogs' best hitter against lefties this season in just a few attempts. Actually, it's Ben Mateo. He has one hit and five at-bats with an RBI. 2-2 count. Arias' pitch on the way. Inside corner, rang him up. Got him looking, called strike three. I think anyone knew what the count was, but it is a strikeout for Frank Kelly Arias. Mateo down on strikes for the first out, and now Wu Shin the batter. I don't think anyone knew the count was. It said it was 2-2 on the board, and it was correct. But nobody reacted as if it was a strikeout. Either those crayons I ate before the game was non-toxic, or I saw something weird. As this one's on the outside corner to Shin, a called strike, 0-1. Shin, 1-for-2, a single, a stolen base, a run scored, and a flyout. He's had an eventful night. 0-1 of the way. Tapped foul. Count remains to 0-2. Two count, one out. Top of the sixth. Baldur's lead 5-1 in the Q's uniforms tonight. 0-2 tapped weakly down the third baseline. It lands foul. And we'll see another 0-2. Wu Shin had a home run against against Kannapolis in the first week of action in the Carolina League. Opening weekend down in Charleston. Feels like it was forever ago. It was just a couple, two, maybe 3 weeks ago. Frank Kelly's 0-2. Just a little blooper down in the shallow left. Backtracking edge. Felix makes the grab. Nobody covering third. Frank Kelly Arias, a heads-up play. Covers the third base back and holds the runner in Morgan at second. So a soft little P5 in the left is the second out. Wu Shin retired. And now Noah Myers will bat 1-for-2 on the night. Arias will have to wait to deliver the pitch as he stepped off on the rubber, a disengagement. Myers set at the plate. First pitch from Frank Kelly. Fastball inside corner. Nice pitch to Myers. 0-1. 1-for-2. A single and a stolen base in the fourth inning. Frank Kelly sets. 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball. Beautifully placed. 0-2. Had to get in the barbecue theme before the game tonight. Had a little pulled pork for the game. It was pretty stinking good. Can't go wrong with some barbecue. Arias sets 0-2. Breaking ball. Ooh, just a bit outside. And it's 1-2. Trey Morgan. And his luscious blonde locks over at second. 1-2 count. Two outs. Top of the sixth. 5-1. One two from Arias. A bit inside. 2-2. Your even count. Q's on top. 5-1. Out hitting Charleston 10-5 tonight. When they out hit their opponents, the record has been solid. It just hasn't been a frequent thing. They've only hit their opponents 8 times this year. 2-2. Grounded to first. Covering is Arias. He's not going to get there in time. And the throw now home. They'll hold the runner Morgan at third. It is a infield single, though. A bit of a miscom in the infield. And Myers reaches on a single. Ground ball to Galaney. And it was just a little too errant for anybody to make a play. So Arias didn't get there in time to beat the speedy Myers. So two on runners on the corners. And two outs for Brian Brecker. Arias will set. First pitch. Time call. Pitch clock violation called on Frank Kelly. Arias to start the at-bat, so a 1-0 count. First pitch clock violation of the series this week. Arias sets. Pitch on the way to Brecker. Inside corner. 1-1. At third is Morgan. At first is Myers. Brecker already an RBI single tonight. He struck out in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. 1-1 of it upstairs and away. It's 2-1. Arias set. 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball placed beautifully. Painted on the corner. Like a cruddy house painter. 2-2 on Brian Brecker. On the corners, two outs. Pitch from Arias. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him on a fastball upstairs, and Brecker had no chance. That's the second punch out of the night for Frank Kelly Arias, and it's the third out of the sixth inning. That'll be only 3 more innings of offense for the River Dogs, who trail 5-1 to the Kannapolis Q's. We'll be right back. Bottom six on the way. Edric Felix, Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney due up. We'll be right back on the Baldur's Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Edric Felix, Riku Nishina, Ryan Delaney do up. It's the bottom of the sixth inning, and Kannapolis on top, 5-1, going for their third win on the week, third win in a row, and it would make the winners of their last three in a row, as this one is fouled off. 0-1, your count. Four of their last five, they would be winners. And if they're able to hold on in this one, 0-1 in the way. Sharp grounder to second. Played by Polanco. Felix running up the line. Did he beat it out? No, he didn't. A close play. Edric Felix is sat down on a 4-3 ground out. First out had, and Miss Casey Betty's back in her little pink tutu. So cute. One out. Top of the order, Riku Nishina to the batter. Edric Felix has seemed to have turned a corner tonight. Noticing tonight, especially, that he's putting better contact on the ball. Just seeing it good tonight. First pitch had been outside of Nishina. Count is 1-0. Nishina has been as successful as of late. A single in the second and a walk in the fourth. As this one's a bit upstairs, a 2-0 count to Riku. Edric Felix has started the year not on a great streak. He's still batting below 100 on the year at 098 entering tonight. As the 2-0 is in there, called strike 2-1. But Felix has turned it around. A multi-hit game tonight, and he's hitting the ball hard. He's hitting hard every time he stepped to the plate. Nishina with a 2-1 pitch is a bit up and away from Stevenson, 3-1. Stevenson in his second inning of work. Third arm used by Charleston tonight. And what's been an empty the tank kind of night for the River Dogs bullpen. 3-1 on the way to Riku. Inside for ball four. Second walk of the night for Riku. And Stevenson allows his first free pass. Now one on, one out for Ryan Galini. Just the fourth walk allowed by the River Dogs pitching staff tonight. Well, the baller is already in double digits in hits. 10 hits. As Ryan Galini will bat. First pitch, outside corner, 0-1. Bottom six, Galaney reached on a walk his last time up. He was one of three walks in a row by relieving arm Luis Hernandez. As now time called, catcher Brecker is going to come talk with his arm in Owen Stevenson. Stevenson sitting at a 9.82 ERA. Fastball, slider, changeup. In his last outing, he allowed two runs. In the outing before that, he allowed two runs. He's allowed one so far tonight on an RBI base knock from Rony Hernandez. Rony Hernandez has had himself a night, a pair of RBI base hits. 0-1 to Galaney. This one squirts by the catcher, Brecker. And a breaking for second is Riku. And he will stop there. So the wild pitch moves Nishida up a base. And now Galaney has a runner in scoring position, a 1-1 count. Galaney's 1-1. Towered in the right center. Hit well in the gap. Backtracking Mateo. He looks up. Warning track wall. It's off the base of the wall. Nishida will score easily. Galaney chugging for third. He'll slide in safely. It's an RBI triple for Ryan Galaney. And the Q's tack another one on. It's 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Galaney with his first hit tonight. It's an RBI triple that hands the home team a 6-1 lead. That'll send Eddie Park to the plate. A runner on third and one out. So it's now the third outing in a row for Owen Stevenson on the bump, where he's allowed two runs. Infield forced to play in with Park at the plate and a runner on third, one out. First pitch tap, just a little bit foul. Morgan will field and foul ground, and the count is 0-1. Park walked his last time up. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way. Tap to second. Polanco plays cleanly. Holds the runner. Flips to first for the out. And it's a 4-3 ground out. Holds the runner at third. Galaney doesn't move. So two outs. And this, Casey Bennett grabs the bat. Caden Connor now due up. A multi-hit game. Connor stands in 2-for-3. First pitch in there, called strike. It is 0-1 on Caden Connor. Multi-hit game, a pair of singles. He scored a run as well as Caden. Galaney at third with two outs. 0-1 from Stevenson. Low and inside. 1-1. One-one count with two outs. Albertson is seeing awaiting on deck. 1-1. Fouled off over my head, a screamer, and it's 1-2. Connor staying alive, a 1-2 count. Orange, California native, 19th rounder in 2023. Out of Cal State Fullerton, 1-2. He fouls it off his own foot. That hurts. He'll walk it off, and he'll be awarded some extra time by home plate umpire William Pascal. Now that one definitely hurt. Caden Connor still kind of walking it off. As he'll nod his head a couple times just to get back in the vibe. And it's a 1-2 count. Stevenson set of the bump and ready to go. Stevenson set, 1-2. Connor grounds this one sharply past the third baseman in the left for a base knock. That'll score Galaney on his horse. And for second, throw comes in. Is he in there? Yes, he is. Caden Connor, an RBI double. And add another run onto the board. 7-1, Q's lead. Galaney scores easily. Caden Connor chugs for second and gets in safely. They get now 7-1 in this bottom of the sixth. Albertson Asian will stand in with Connor at second. Albertson Asian will bat with a runner on in scoring position and two outs. First pitch, swing and a miss, gets by Brecker. And they're going to say a wild pitch advances the runner, Connor. So Connor will reach on the WP. Not a foul ball from Asian. Oh-1 count, two outs. Stevenson's pitch to Asian. About outside. Count will move to 1-1. One-one to Asian, up and inside. Count is 2-1. Asian, a single, a fly out, and a strikeout. Connor at third after reaching on the wild pitch. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Now 2-2. Arxi Hernandez, the batter on deck. Bottom six, 7-1. Canapolis leads. Out hitting Charleston, 12-6. Another double-digit hit night for the Cubs. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Brecker. Count will run full. Arxi Hernandez on deck. And it's bottom of the sixth. Full count. Here's Stevenson's pitch. Tapped foul. Asian gets a piece of it and stays alive. There is an arm up and loosening down the line and left for the River Dogs. Would be the fourth arm used as they've kind of split duties up into two innings at a time. Deep breath from Stevenson, 3-2. Swinging a foul tip off the mask of Brecker. And we'll have another 3-2 offering for Asian. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way. Asian just trying to find something against Owen Stevenson. Payoff pitch. Up and in for ball four, and Stevenson will walk another runner. This time, Albertson is seeing. Will take the base. So now runners on the corners, and two outs. Two up is Arxi Hernandez. So Arxi will get a turn. RBI ground out in the second, a single in the fifth inning. Connor at third, Asian at first. Bottom six, Cubs lead 7-1. First pitch to Arxi. Lifted high and foul, and it's 0-1. That ends up on the roof and ends up down in the seats it goes. And a lucky fan has a souvenir. Stevenson set. 0-1 on the way. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball. Got Arxi chasing big time, and it's 0-2. Fastball, slider, changeup. For the righty, Stevenson. In his first six innings of work this season, he's allowed 7 runs on 9 hits with 6 walks entering the night. Has been pretty to start the year for Owen. 0-2, swing and a miss. Gets a strikeout there. Arxi Hernandez is retired. Second strikeout of the night for Owen Stevenson. And that's the third out. That'll send us into the back third of baseball. To the seventh we go. It'll be Gonzalez, Polanco, and Colmenares two up. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ricardo Gonzalez, Narciso Polanco, Carlos Colmenares due up top seven. It's the Q's on top one. It's 7-1. 0-1 your count as that one was in there from Frank Heliarias. 7-1 your score. 12-6 of the hits. Frank Heliarias back for his second inning of action. He has been sharp as this one is hacked and a missed. 0-2 on Gonzalez. Arias set up on the third base side of the rubber as the lefty against the righty Gonzalez. 0-2. Just a bit inside and low. It's 1-2. Arias sets 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball a bit upstairs and inside 2-2. Gonzalez tonight 0-2. A pop out and a ground out. Two from Frank Kelly. Fastball up and away. Just trying to motion a fastball by him. Three-two count. Nobody out. There is an arm warming down the line and left for Charleston. 3-2. Inside, cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Third punch out of the night for Frank Kelly Arias. And that'll sit down Ricardo Gonzalez. One out. And Narciso Polanco will stand in. So one out, lefty-lefty matchup with Polanco at the plate. First pitch low and outside. And the count is 1-0. Carlos Colmenares, the batter on deck. 1-0. Tapped foul. And the count evens at 1-1. One count, Frank Kelly sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball upstairs for now ball two. Righty warming in the pen for Charleston, who have gone through their fair share of arms tonight. 2-1 from Arias. Smoked in the right center field. That's headed for the gap, and it'll drop and roll all the way to the wall. Rounding second, headed for third is Narciso. Here comes the throw from the outfield, and it'll be in time, but only to hold him from going to home plate. It's a stand-up triple for Polanco. So a one-out triple puts a runner 90 feet away from scoring. Top of the order is Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. First pitch from Frank Kelly in there on the outside corner, 0-1. First time Colmenares has faced the lefty, Frank Caliarias. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Colmenares ducks out of the way. It's 1-1. Polanco at third base after the triple. Arias comes set. 1-1. Another breaking ball upstairs. 2-1. One out in the inning. Runner on third, so a fly ball would probably score the run. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Now one strike away from the Golden Sombrero. We get a reset of the pitch clock as Colmenares digs back in the batter's box. Arias sets on the bump. From the stretch, 2-2. Lifted into right center and crushed. That'll end up in the gap and fall. That'll be a RBI base knock for Colmenares. The throw comes from Park. Colmenares headed for third. A wild throw over the head of everyone and gets into the dugout of Charleston. That will allow Colmenares to cross the plate. So an errant throw from Arxie Hernandez, it appears, is sails over the head of everyone. And Colmenares will touch the plate. It is a triple and then an E6. Allows Colmenares to score. So Polanco crosses the plate. And then another triple from Colmenares this time. And he scores on the E6. So he gets credit for the RBI. Does Carlos. As this one swung and a miss by Peguero, 0-1. The error also puts Colmenares across the plate on the E6 from Arxie. As this 0-1 is sharply grounded into left for a base knock. Peguero on now with a single, and all of a sudden the River Dogs have some life in this seventh inning with one out. And two up is Trey Morgan, but Blake Hickman's going to come out and talk with Frank Caliarias to try to calm him down. So Arxie Hernandez with the throwing error. On just a throw that sailed over everyone. Ended up into the dugout for Charleston. So now Hickman out to talk with Frank Kelly, just trying to calm him down at this rate, as he's been rattled a little bit by two triples and now a single. Trey Morgan will step in with a runner on first and one out. That's now 9 hits on the night for Charleston, who again all of a sudden have life. The story for the River Dogs tonight has just been runners left on base. They've had at least one in every inning except the first when it was a 1-2-3 frame. First pitch to Morgan. Towered high and foul down the left field line. And it's an 0-1 count. Morgan 1-4-3. A double, a strikeout, and a ground down. His double came his last time up. As this 0-1 down the line and left, foul. It ends up a souvenir in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. And the count is 0-2. pitch. Lifted high and foul. Count will stay at 0-2. And Frank Kelly just trying to battle. It's a tough opponent here in Trey Morgan. Anel Mateo waiting on deck. 0-2. Sharp grounder to second. Ishida gets in front of it. He'll only have the throw to first to get Morgan. Peguero will move to second as Ishida kind of had to hustle to retrieve the ball. He got in front of it, but it skipped in front of him. So Mateo will bat, runner on second and two outs. Mateo, a pop out to Batista. And then a walk and a strikeout. First pitch to Mateo, a bit low and inside. And it's 1-0. Looks like an arm up now getting loose for Kannapolis. Looks like Garrett Wright, a mustachioed macho man, up and throwing in the pen for the Ballers. 1-0 to Mateo. Low and inside. 2-0. Sixth batter of the inning for the River Dogs, who've put up two runs in the frame. From Frank Kelly. Rope down the line and left. Hooking. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. That's in the corner. Scoring will be Peguero. Mateo headed to second. He's in there safely. And it's an RBI double for the River Dogs right fielder Angel Mateo. And that cuts the lead to now 7-4. Three runs allowed in the frame by Frank Kelly Arias and the Kannapolis Qs. So now the lead is getting chipped away at by the visiting Charleston River Dogs, Wu Schindelbat, with a runner on second and still two outs in the frame. Wu Shin stands in, seventh batter of the inning. Pineda's going to go talk with Frank Kelly Arias. Trying to mix some signals. Shin 1-for-3. Singled back in the second inning. So two outs and Wu Shin the batter. For Charleston, a single, a stolen base, a run scored, a fly out and a pop out. Arias comes set. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside corner. It is 0-1. Garrett Wright up and loosening in the pen for Kannapolis. One from Arias. Fastball up and away. 1-1. I would imagine if this inning continues, this will be the last batter for Arias. Unless Pat Leland opts to leave him in and face the lefty Myers for a lefty-lefty matchup. 1-1. Inside, Shin takes. It's 2-1. Plot is thickening like a good Western North Carolina barbecue sauce. And this top of the seventh. 2-1. Up and away, and 3-1. Shin trying to reach base for what would be the second time tonight. Frank Kelly Arias said now north of 50 pitches. Arias with a long look at second base. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball, and Shin couldn't catch up. Three-two count. Two outs. Top seven. Arias sets. Payoff pitch. Tapped foul. We'll have another one. 3-2. Full count, two outs. Arias comes set. Long look at second. Here's the 3-2 to Shin. Sharp grounder to second. Ishida dives. Does he make the play? Yes. Throw to first. In time for the out. Riku lays out for one and saves a run. Makes the play over to first in time. And Wu Shin is the third out. That'll send us into the bottom of the seventh inning. Rony Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Edric Felix do up. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New arm takes the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Rony Hernandez. Hacked and a missed. 0-1. New arm is Seth Chavez, the righty, 6'4", 200 pounds from Kentucky. The former Wildcat, undrafted free agent signee in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-1, swung and a missed. Got a piece of it at the plate, did Rony, but it's 0-2. Hernandez, Pineda, and Felix do up. Bottom seven. Q's on top, 7-4, but Charleston put up three runs in that top of the seventh, and they're starting to find their way at the plate. 0-2, bit up and away, and we'll see a 1-2 to Rony Hernandez. Rony's had a really good night at the plate. Two different RBI base knocks, 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI. 1-2 count, Chavez's pitch. Tapped foul, and the count stays 1-2. Seth Chavez, 0-2, a 5.40 ERA. Just a little higher than the bullpen total line. The bullpen as a whole for Charleston this year, 4-5, with a 4.54 ERA, I should say. Chavez will set, deep breath of the bump, 1-2. Hernandez gives this one a charge into right center, drifting over Myers. A lot of speed makes the grab for the out. And it's an F8 in the book for Rony Hernandez. One down, and due up is Luis Pineda. Single in the second inning for Pineda. Fielder's choice in the third, and then a ground out in the fifth inning. Chavez set, first pitch to Pineda. Fastball inside corner, 0-1. Chavez, the glove at the belt, 0-1, is skips in the dirt, caught by Brecker. And the count is 1-1. Pineda 1-for-3, scored a run in the second inning. One of four that crossed the plate for the Q's in the frame. 1-1 count, here's the pitch. Up and away, 2-1. Edric Felix awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning. Chavez is 2-1. This one's corked in the right center. Hit well. That one's not going to be caught. It's going to end up rolling to the wall. Pineda will have extra bases. He's headed to second. He'll stop there. He'll pull up. Throw comes in, and he's in there with a stand-up double. A multi-hit game for Luis Pineda. That puts a runner on second. With one out, Edric Felix the batter, and who's got a multi-hit game himself? Luis Pineda on a bit of a tear as of late. Second multi-hit game in a row. He had two RBI singles on Tuesday. So Edric Felix will stand in. 2-for-3 tonight, a pair of singles. And a hard hit ground out his last time up in the sixth. First pitch from Chavez, a bit inside, 1-0. Pineda at second. After the stand-up double from the baller's backstop. 1-0 from the righty. Fastball up and away, 2-0. Chavez has allowed runs in all of his outings so far this year. Pitched once already against Kannapolis. Got the loss on April 6th. Gave up two runs, one earned, in three hits in one inning of work. Pitch off the plate, 3-0 to Felix. He allowed a run in his last outing 5 days ago against Columbia. On a Saturday night, one run on one hit in two innings. 3-0 outside for all four. Edric Felix, what a night he's had so far. Two hits and now a walk. That'll be 2-1 now for Kannapolis. One out, and top of the order is Riku Nishida. First pitch to Riku, hacked at a miss, 0-1. Chavez will set, 2-1, Riku at the plate, 0-1. Inside, almost hits Riku in the arm, it's 1-1. Nishida 1-for-2, he's walked twice. He's also got two RBI on his night. Chavez comes set, 1-1. In there, called a strike. Nishida had the RBI single in the second inning. That plated at two runs. As this one's inside, it's now 2-2. Three different ballers had an RBI in that second inning. 2-2, a little tapper back to the mound. Chavez will field his position. Throw gets past Morgan at first and loose in the foul ground. Scoring Pineda, pulling up at third is Edric Felix. Nishida will head to second, as it's going to be a bit of a scoring decision here. We'll see what they would have thought. They're going to go hit error, so Nishida will reach with his second hit of the night, a multi-hit game for Riku Nishida. And he gets to second on the error from Chavez. So E1, and Luis Pineda scores. Felix gets to third on the play. So runners on second and third with one out for Ryan Galaney. Now 8-4 your score. Kannapolis leads at Charleston, trying to hold on for what would be their third win in a row. If current results hold, Kannapolis would be winners of three in a row and winners of four of their last five. Pitch in there to Galaney. It's 0-1. New arm up and throwing down the line for Kannapolis, it appears. Looks like Christian Edwards up tossing for Kannapolis. 0-1, fastball upstairs. It's now 1-1. Two arms tossing. One is Edwards, one is Garrett Wright. Infield playing in with Galaney at the plate and a runner on third, one out. 1-1 to Galaney. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Ryan grounded out in the first, flew out in the second, walked in the fourth, and tripled in the sixth inning. That was an RBI triple for Ryan Gillaney. Pitch on the way from Chavez. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Gillaney is tagged for the out. No runners will move as it's a K2-3 in the book for Chavez. That's the second out of the inning. And the first punch out of the night for Seth Chavez. So two outs for Eddie Park. Final line, as we should have mentioned earlier, for Owen Stevenson. Out of the bullpen for Charleston. Two innings, three runs on four hits. Two walks, two punch-outs. They're on their fourth arm of the night are the River Dogs and Seth Chavez. First pitch to Park. Up and away, 1-0. Felix at third. Riku Nishida at second. Count, Park stands in. Pitch from Chavez. A screamer down the line, foul. Oh, that was close. 1-1 count on Eddie Park. That one was a close call. Chavez will set. Glove the belt, 1-1. Little bloop grounder to third, played by Colmenares, throws across Morgan with a pick, and they call him safe at first base. Sean Smedley says, hold on a second. And the infield umpire, Andrew Schrock, called him safe. A great play by Colmenares, and there wasn't an error. But they called Eddie Park safe at first base. Looked like a good pick for Morgan at first. As the run will cross the plate, Felix will score. And to third it goes Riku. So it's 9-4 Kannapolis. In this bottom of the seventh inning, 15-10 are your hits. It's been anything but a pitcher's duel tonight. I said yesterday it'd be a pitcher's duel, and it's the old broadcaster's curse for you. Caden Connor will bat. Runners on the corners and two out. Chavez's pitch. Connor fouls it off. 0-1. It looked like a good play over at first from Trey Morgan, who made the pick. Alas, we continue in the bottom of the seventh with Connor at the plate. Oh, 1. Just a bit inside. It's 1-1 to Caden Connor. His average finally up where it should be. 297 on the year. One home run came yesterday, and he's got 18 RBI and leads the team. A little weak tapper on the 1-1. Going to be a tough play for Brecker. He'll field throw to first, and this time it's caught by Morgan. And it called out is Caden Connor. So a 2-3 put out is the third out. That'll allow one run, though, to score. It is Pineda crossing the plate and Edrick Felix as well. So two runs on the board for Kannapolis. It is 9-4 after seven to the eighth we go. New arm on the way. He'll be right back on the Baldur's Baseball Network and Valley Live. Noah Myers, Brian Brecker, Ricardo Gonzalez due up. It's the top of the eighth inning. River Dogs have six outs remaining in their hopes in tonight's action. Garrett Wright, the new arm, takes over. First pitch is a check swing, and he goes around on it. Does Myers. It is 0-1. Garrett Wright, third arm used tonight by the Kannapolis Q's. 0-1. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. Garrett Wright, 6'2", 220-pound, 22-year-old, 20th rounder in 2023, and of College Station, Texas, former TCU Horned Frog is Garrett Wright. This one's a bit low. 1-2 is your count. The mustachioed macho man out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Garrett Wright. Tied for the Carolina League lead in saves. He's a perfect 3-for-3. Not a save opportunity here. 1-2, swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. First punch out just like that of the night for Garrett Wright. One out had. Noah Myers is down on strikes. And due up Brian Brecker. So Brecker stands in. 1-for-3, an RBI single. And a pair of strikeouts. First time against Wright, he goes. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Wright 0-0, a 1.23 ERA. He has been sharp out of the pen for the Ballers this year. 0-1, a bit inside and low to Brecker. 1-1. Wright pitched a little bit on Tuesday. One inning of work, two punch outs. Opponents are batting just 192. 1-1 in there for a called strike. It's 1-2 on a Brecker. Ricardo Gonzalez awaiting on deck. 0-for-3. 1-2 in the dirt. Blocked by Pineda. Count evens 2-2. Wright will call time and request a new baseball. Brecker at the plate trying to avoid striking out for a third time in a row. Final line for Frank Kelly-Arias out of the pen. Two innings, three runs on six hits. Then he struck out three. Garrett Wright picks him his second strikeout in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called a strike three. Second out of the inning and second punch out for Garrett Wright. So two batters face, two punch outs. Ricardo Gonzalez, the batter. Get you a quick look at the out-of-town scores here in the Carolina League. Two finals already. Carolina falls for just the fourth time this year to the Salem Red Sox. 3-1 is your final up in Zebulon. First pitch to Ricardo Gonzalez in there, 0-1 on a fastball from Wright. Lynchburg wins 3-0 over Myrtle Beach. They had a no-hitter going for a while up there in Lynchburg as the 0-1 fouled off. It is 0-2 on Ricardo Gonzalez. Another game just went final. Fredericksburg wins 2-0 over Delmarva. The Shorebirds fall to 2-15 on the year. 0-1 fouled off by Gonzalez, and the count's 0-2. They're in the bottom of the ninth in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers and Downeast Wood Ducks even at 2. Out at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, bottom of the eighth in Columbia. The Green Jackets up 6-1 on the Columbia Fireflies. So Columbia potentially could see themselves fall. 0-2, a bit outside. That is 1-2. The Fireflies currently first place in the South Division with Fayetteville a game and a half back. Kannapolis two games back of the lead. 1-2, tap foul by Gonzalez. 1-2, your count. Narciso Polanco, second baseman awaiting on deck. Wright looking in for the signs. 1-2 count. He's set on the first base side of the rubber. 1-2. Just a bit inside and low, even at 2-2. Third baseman Carlos Colmenares is in the hole. He had an RBI triple last time up 2-2. Gonzalez grooves this one into center. Eddie Park drifts over, though. And he'll make the grab for the out on the run. A 1-2-3 frame for Garrett Wright in the top of the eighth. Now the Ballers just three outs away from victory That'll send us to the bottom of the eighth. Due up, Asian, Arxie Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Albertson is seeing Arxie Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez due up. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-4 your score. Canapolis on top. First pitch inside to a CN. It is just a bit inside and low, 1-0. A CN, Arxie and Ronnie due up. And Seth Chavez back out for another inning of work. 1-0. Inside corner, 1-1. Been a busy night here in Canapolis. All kinds of offense for both sides. It has been a little busy. 1-1. Breaking ball broken in for a strike. Like a good pair of basketball shoes, broken in. 1-2, your count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just a bit inside again, and it's 2-2. Asian, a slightly open stance with a bright red batting gloves on. 2-2 on the way. Weak tapper towards the third baseman, Colmenares. Charges in a mile away, and he won't have a throw. An infield single for Albertson. Asian, a multi-hit game, and now the 16th of the night for Canapolis. Arxie will stand in with one on, nobody out. Hits for Canapolis tonight. 75% of them have been singles. 12 of the 16 have been single hits. Three doubles. And a triple. Arxie Hernandez has one of the singles on tonight's game. First pitch in there. Just a bit inside for ball one. Chavez in his second inning of work for the River Dogs, trying to stop some of the offense. Pitch inside, 2-0. He allowed two runs in the seventh inning. And what's been a pretty fun night to beat Canapolis. At the plate, 16 hits. The Ballers have still left, 10 on. 2-0 fouled off. And it's 2-1. The River Dogs have stranded seven in tonight's game. Ballers are 7-17 with runners in scoring position. 2-1. Fastball up in OAA. It's now 3-1. Arxie Hernandez trying to add another spark to the lineup for these Kannapolis Q's. 3-1. Fouled off. Count will run full. A pair of foul tips from Arxie Hernandez. Full count, nobody out, bottom eight. Kannapolis leads 9-4, 3-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It's Arxie Hernandez down on strikes. One out now, and due up is Roni Hernandez. So Roni will bat, RBI single, and an RBI double on his night. First pitch from Chavez, lifted high and foul. That'll end up out of the stadium. It's 0-1. Down East and Fayetteville have gone to extra innings, and they're in the top of the ninth in Columbia, 6-1 Augusta on top. The visitors over the home side. 0-1 in the dirt and low, blocked by the catcher in Brecker. Roni Hernandez last time up flew out into center field where Myers made the snag. This game in Kannapolis tonight has been the most offensive of any of the other games in the Carolina League. Both teams in double-digit hit marks. 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up. Might drift into foul ground. Colmenares after it. And the ball will not fall. It's caught by Carlos on an amazing grab down the line and left. He kind of jumps up and reaches back. He looked like Odell Beckham making a grab down the line. It is a pop-out in fair play. And Luis Pineda will stand in. That's the best way I can describe it for those of you not tuned in to our video stream. He looked like Odell Beckham reaching up and trying to reach back to make the play. Pineda will take the first pitch up and inside, a 1-0 count. Bit of a wild catch from Colmenares. Going against his momentum. 1-0. Check swing from Pineda, he goes around, it's 1-1. Pineda, a multi-hit game, a single and a double. He has come around to score twice as well. A seeing at first still. Chavez is 1-1. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. Pineda goes swinging to that one, and it's time called. The assumption is Kannapolis will leave Garrett Wright in for the ninth, as no arms are warming in the pen for Kannapolis. 1-2 count on Pineda. A seeing with a decent lead, not a huge one. 1-2. Low one outside, even at 2-2. Edrick Felix, 2-for-3, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-4. Q's on top, here's the pitch. Pineda rides this one into center. Myers barely has to move. Maybe drifts a step or two over, but he makes the grab for the out, and that's the third out of the eighth inning. So, to the ninth we go. Ballers three outs away from victory. Polanco, Colmenares, Peguero due up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Don't go away. Garrett Ryan will look to slam the door shut on the River Dogs when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch at the top of the ninth inning is just a bit inside at Narciso Polanco. 9-1-2 to up. Garrett Ryan out there looking to slam the door shut here on the top of the ninth for 1-0 is in there, called strike 1-1 on the second baseman, Narciso Polanco. Carlos Colmenares and Odalis Peguero to follow. Top of the ninth inning, 1-1 is the count. Here's the pitch from right. Fouled off, 1-2. Polanco at the plate. He had a triple his last time up in the seventh inning. That was against Frankelly Arias. Garrett Wright in, trying to hold on to the lead and give the ballers their third win in a row. This one's poked down the line and left foul, and the count is still 1-2. Second baseman Polanco has been a sharp. Today for Charleston, a multi-head game. He's reached every time he stepped to the plate. 1-2. Up and inside, 2-2 your count. And Colmenares on deck. He had the RBI triple and then later scored on an error as well. 2-2. Tapped foul. And the count will stay 2-2. Right, working exclusively from the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Up and away. Count will run full. So a good at-bat from Garrett Wright. Full count. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Garrett Wright, his third punch out of the night. One down now, and two up is top of the order, Carlos Colmenares. Four batters faced and three strikeouts for Garrett Wright. Not too bad a night for the righty. Righty Wright, Garrett Wright. First pitch from him to Colmenares in there, called strike. It is 0-1. Odalis Peguero waiting on deck. Top nine, 9-4, Kannapolis leads. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt. Pineda tries to frame it. Didn't work, and it's 1-1. Right sets first base side of the rubber. Rushes the 1-1. It's fouled off. Just getting a piece of it is Colmenares, and it's 1-2. Three strikeouts and then a RBI triple. Four runs tonight for Charleston on 10 hits. It's the most they've had in a game this week. They had just four hits each of the last two games for a total of 8. 1-2. Grooved into the right center gap. That'll drop in front of Park for a base hit. And Carlos Colmenares all of a sudden a multi-game. And that's set up the now Odalis Peguero. So Dallas Peguero will stand in with Colmenares reaching on the RBI triple earlier in the seventh, and then a single in the here in the ninth. One out, sets up the double play ball. First pitch to Magaro from right is a bit up and inside, a 1-0 count. Fly out, fielder's choice, a ground out and a single for Odalis Piguero. 1-0 from right. Tapper goes a mile under the sky. Felix will field. He's going to have no throw. He faked the throw, trying to draw Colmenares off the bag at second, but in no play, and it's an infield single for Piguero. So now 2-1, one out, and Trey Morgan will be the batter. One of those mile-high choppers from Odalis Piguero. That's his second hit of the night, a multi-hit game for him. Fourth multi-hit game of the night for Charleston. The Ballers with five tonight. So no lack of offense. 28 combined hits. And what's been a bit of a shootout tonight. Trey Morgan stands in against Garrett Wright. First pitch. Foul tip off the mask of Pineda. It's 0-1. And Trey Morgan, a dangerous bat as we've seen this week already. He doubled earlier tonight and then hit a home run earlier as well. 0-1. Up and away. Morgan takes all the way, and it's 1-1. Wright's 1-1. Swinging a foul tip, 1-2. Approaching 3 hours of game time. We just hit it. 3 hours of game time here in Kannapolis on this thirsty Thursday evening of baseball. A ball and two strikes to Morgan. 1-2. Line in a left. Connor initially took a step in, but has to backtrack to make the grab. There's the second out of the inning. An F7 for Trey Morgan. Two outs now, and Angel Mateo will be the batter. He's reached already once tonight. See what comes of this at bat. Two outs, 2-1 on Angel Mateo. Stands in a double last time up. He's also walked, but he's also popped out and struck out. As time called, disengagement from right. And a reset of the pitch clock. Infield playing back against Mateo. First pitch. Tapper to third, foul, and it's 0-1 to Mateo. And he popped out to the arm in Batista back in the second. The double came in the seventh. That was against Frankeli Arias. Garrett Wright facing his eighth batter of the night. Two outs in the top of the ninth, 0-1. Sharp grounder to short. Arxie Hernandez backhands. Going to have to muscle the throw over in time. And that is all she wrote. Q's win, baby. Q's win. Your final score tonight. Kannapolis wins a shootout, 9-4. 28 combined hits between these two teams, but Kannapolis comes out on top. A four-run second inning helps them, and then a lot of help from the Ballers' pitching staff helps them hold on, and they win it 9-4. They rally five runs against the bullpen of Charleston, four against starter Santiago Suarez. So we will have ourselves a 9-4 victory for Kannapolis. They move to now three wins in a row. Charleston falls to now six losses in a row for the River Dogs. And that will set us up for a weekend of fun here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back. Post-game show coming up in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Q's win, baby. Q's win. 9-4 is your final.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for setting up here to the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Q's win, baby. Q's win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis wins it 9-4 in a 28-hit combined matchup. I said it yesterday in the postgame show. We're getting ready for a pitcher's duel, and while it looked to be a pitcher's duel early on, it didn't materialize as such. Charleston gets the early run in the second inning. Brian Brecker, an RBI single, but then everything kind of broke wide open in that bottom of the second inning. The baller is able to break through against one of the Tampa Bay Rays' top prospects, starter Santiago Suarez. Again, is one of the top arms in Tampa's system, their top right-handed pitching prospect. Suarez ends up giving up four runs in that bottom of the second inning, and it ends up helping Kannapolis's case as Arxi Hernandez gets the RBI ground out. Rody Hernandez continues his hot hitting ways with an RBI single and then a two RBI hit for Riku Nishida. Makes it 4-1 after two innings. We just heard from Aldrin Batista down here in the Ballers' wonderful Atrium Health ballpark. And Batista, what a night he had. Five innings, one run, six punchouts. That's now three outings in a row that he's gone at least five innings and gotten at least five strikeouts. He's been sensational to start this season. Aldrin Batista with another fantastic night. Garrett Wright out of the bullpen, shuts him out in his final two innings of work. Arias, as the middleman, kind of runs into some trouble, allows three runs in the seventh from Charleston, but the Q's able to rally some offense in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Just a lot of offense. Everyone got in on the fun. Everyone had a hit, at least one, and everyone had a flurry of multi-hit games. Two hits for Nishida with two RBI. One single RBI each for Galaney, Park, and Connor. Multi-hit game for Albertson Asian with a 2-for-4 night. Rony Hernandez 2-for-5 with two RBI. 1-for-4 with a run driven in for Arxi Hernandez. And then multi-hit games 2-for-5 and 2-for-3 respectively for Luis Pineda and Edric Felix. Edric Felix turned it around tonight. He's been kind of struggling to start the year, and even talking to him, 2-for-3 tonight with two hard hit singles and a walk. Edric Felix turning around, starting to find his groove. That's a guy to keep an eye on if you're the Ballers fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Out of the bullpen again, Garrett Wright coming out, and he doesn't get the save, as it wasn't a save situation, but he is tied for the Carolina League lead in saves. He's 3-for-3, but the story of tonight, early offense, often against a really tough arm in Santiago Suarez, helps the Q's get the victory as they go out on top early and then hold on despite a hard charge from the River Dogs in that bottom of the seventh inning in what turned out to be a mayhem game here in Kannapolis. Time of the game, 3 hours and 2 minutes, over 2,400 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for what was a really fun night one of three Kannapolis Q's nights here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again tomorrow and Saturday in the Q's uniforms. So if you're not able to be here, be sure you're tuning in live online and check out the uniforms. They're pretty nice looking if you haven't seen them. If you're here at the ballpark and you've seen them, come back tomorrow and Saturday. Fireworks this weekend as we will have more games to come against these Charleston River Dogs tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch between these two sides. Kannapolis will look to make it four in a row as the Charleston River Dogs will look to avoid falling for seven games in a row. It was with their loss tonight. They have dropped six of their last six games, have the River Dogs. Tomorrow's starting arm, Seth Keener, one of the top prospects in the Chicago White Sox system, 0-1 with a 1.98 ERA against TJ Nichols, 0-2 with a 6.14 ERA. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Grab your tickets online, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267, or be sure to stop by the box office here in the Kannapolis. For everyone here at the ballpark, I'm up here in the broadcast booth. I'm him, Dan Hiloti, saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Q's win, baby. Q's win. Final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is Kannapolis 9 and Charleston 4. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And have a great one, everyone.